Monday, September 19, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon Durey-Hove. Making headlines, a disciplinary hearing that could decide the political fate of South African firebrand Julius Malema has been postponed until October, the ruling African National Congress said. Malema, leader of the ANC's youth wing, faces suspension or expulsion from the ruling party if found guilty on charges which include bringing the ANC into disrepute. In a brief statement issued late on Saturday night, the ANC said proceedings had been put off until October 6 due to the unavailability of the parties. South Africa's Department of Energy has released regulations for public comment relating to a tax break that could be earned by companies able to provide evidence of energy efficiency savings. The power savings would have to be proved through a measurement and verification report undertaken by a body accredited by the South African National Accreditation System and also registered with the South African National Energy Development Institute. Should the regulations be implemented in the current format, companies holding a savings certificate would be entitled to submit the certificates to the South African Revenue Service and claim a tax allowance. Libya's interim leaders failed to agree on a new cabinet on Sunday, and the forces that forced Muammar Gaddafi from power remained bogged down in fighting with troops loyal to the former ruler. Interim government forces fled in chaos from the town of Bani Walid and pulled back from Sirte after yet more failed attempts to storm Gaddafi's final bastions and take control of the entire country. The political and military problems underscored how hard it would be to restore stability to Libya after Gaddafi was driven out of Tripoli last month. The former rebels' executive committee, or cabinet, was dissolved last month. A new committee, to include officials responsible for defense and interior affairs, was supposed to be appointed by interim Prime Minister Mahmoud Jibril on Sunday. Also making headlines, media reports indicate that Egypt will start preliminary elections on November 21. Sudan and South Sudan sign a security deal over their tense border. And the United Nations and regional governments are deploying additional soldiers to Ivory Coast's border area with Liberia. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.